Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. My name's Will Kuntz. This is on a Hummel. It's Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you're watching on YouTube or Rumble or Facebook, or perhaps you're listening on Sundays, catching the program then on regular podcast and Radio St. Pete. Either way, welcome and welcome on a Hummel here.
I made a giant mess in your bathroom, not for the reason or reasons some of you might suspect, but I've never used a water pick before, and you instructed me to do something. I thought I was doing it right. I clearly wasn't, because your bathroom was underwater when I finished, but I cleaned it up.
Okay, good.
Most of it. So if there's some residual wetness, I apologize.
Lots of ladies tell me that, so at least they have in the past. That's okay. That's okay, Anna. I'm happy to introduce you to new experiences, new things. How did you like the water pick?
It has potential. I think what I'm working with here is just like some plaque that is just stuck to my tooth, and I cannot. My gums are bleeding, obviously, because I've been aggressively flossing and toothpicking and whatever the thing you have is, and yeah, my gums are raw and no better. So, as is the story of my life.
Well, it's worth the shot. Worth the shot. And now you have your own, head to the water pick. So if you ever want to use it while you're here, feel free.
I like it.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. It's underrated. Although I never use it. I bought it and used it for about a week. And then I don't know if I've used it since. But I will. I'm going to make more of an effort to do so. Just takes a long time. Like bathroom stuff takes a long time. And then you're adding another
thing.
Golly. I mean, brushing your teeth. Then I got my nose wash that I do.
Skincare now. I might look a little pasty white. It's because of the white cast from the SPF on my face.
Oh, you're still doing that, huh?
I am.
You know, it's
I'm doing it.
It's interesting. And let's get right into it. I got a really smarmy comment on the YouTube page about my theory about sunscreen and sunglasses and how I'm not very good at theories, essentially. It's not my theory. I didn't come up with it. But I also said, prefaced it with, I understand that it's an incredible risk because it's going against every sort of like centralized medicine orthodoxy,
yes,
that pretty much every doctor outside of the weird ones that I learned this theory from a doctor.
Right.
You know, but it's not widely accepted. So I understand that it's a very big risk in my life that I'm taking here.
Sure.
But it's funny because we were talking about sunscreen and you were talking about how you have white stuff all over your face. Happy Pride. And it's a residue from the sunblock that you wear. Well, guess what?
What?
Oh, guess what?
What?
New sunscreen. FDA approves new sunscreen ingredient used for years in Europe and Asia. And the big thing about it that I saw, it's supposed to be safer, whatever, whatever. But you don't have to have the white stuff all over your face. It's supposed to, like, you know, be clear.
Yeah, no, Will?
Yeah.
They do have clear sunscreen now.
Okay.
I have bought it, a lot of it, but that I find it's like putting petroleum jelly on your face and it just doesn't ever like fully absorb.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like goopy and kind of like this nasty, greasy kind of afterfeel.
Yeah.
I prefer the feeling of a mineral sunscreen, but then the con of that is that you look like white face.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's you can try this BEMT.
I would love
and
to
see how it works. Apparently it's been in use for a long time. So I don't know.
Dope.
I thought, just because we talked about it last week and I go, there's a solution to all of Anna's problems. And I also saw on this story, this is CNN. never known to be wrong about anything ever, but they have a doctor on and they're talking about, I guess, and I swear I didn't know this, but I guess it's a thing on like TikTok with influencers telling people not to wear sunscreen.
I think this is like a Gen Z thing.
Yeah.
Wait, are you saying because they think it'll cause cancer or because they're trying to get tan? Like, is
it to do with the correlation least between the use of sunscreen and skin cancers going up. And it is like, you know, I've learned about this online. So I guess other people are watching things online too. And maybe I'm in some of those weird
circle
genres.
Yeah.
I don't know. But do we want to watch this? Influencers are pushing false claims about SPF. Doctor explains why they are wrong.
Sure.
Okay.
A growing movement online is in revolt against something a lot of us take for granted, sunscreen. Driven by influencers, these voices are calling into question the benefits of sunscreen and exaggerating the dangers. Dermatologists are worried that people persuaded by their misinformation could be increasing their exposure to cancer-causing UV rays.
I have seen more and more people proudly announce that they are completely ditching sunscreen. And as a practicing dermatologist who sees up to 100 patients a week, let's be clear that sunscreen is not a conspiracy. It is one of the most well-studied, most effective tools.
I don't think anybody's calling it a conspiracy. I think they're just saying that it does more harm than good, that it's contributing to skin cancer because of all the petroleum-based ingredients and just, you know, chemicals that are in there being absorbed by your skin. I think.
You want to finish and then I'll...
Yeah.
Right. ...that we have, not just to prevent sun damage, but skin cancer as well as premature aging. And sadly, there is no DIY alternative in the form of coconut oil or carrot juice that can ever replace it.
Some people are worried, I guess, about what's specifically in their sunscreen. Testing released by the FDA in 2019 found that 7 sunscreen chemicals were absorbed from the skin into the bloodstream after a single day of use, but remained above FDA safety levels. So what do you tell people who are worried about the chemicals that they're putting on their body?
That's a very good question. And I think, unfortunately, those studies were blown out of proportion because those testing was not actually reproducible in realistic, in real life settings. And when you look back at the original studies that were performed on animals, on rats specifically, those rats were given sunscreen, were applied sunscreen to them at a dose that was nearly 8.5 times what a human does in a single year. And so you would have to apply sunscreen to your whole body 4 times a day over 8.5 years to get that dose that was applied to those rats. So those studies were never reproduced in humans. And as a result, unfortunately, that information was completely misaligned.
Listen, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to go ahead and take the risk.
So there's this correlation that I remember my, what would you call him? Must have headmaster, whatever, my mentor.
Happy Pride.
My mentor in grad school would say, and he goes, you know, if you look at the data, ice cream sales and murder rates are correlated.
Yeah.
And he goes, does anyone think that
are they really?
Yes.
Are they?
Yes. Huh. They're correlated. That if, you know, is it the fact that people are buying more ice cream and for that reason, murder rates are going up? And this was obviously like a lesson in statistics where it was just like, obviously there's a confounding variable here, which is it's hot. It's summertime. You know, in the summertime, people are out and about. And this was also in Detroit, right? So when it's freezing cold out, people are committing less crimes because it's just too chilly. It's just too cold. They're inside. When it gets hot out, people, no S, start buying more ice creams and they start murdering people. Now, does that mean that the two are related? No, they're not causational or anything like that, but they are correlated if you just look at those two variables. So I just want to make sure that we're not doing the same thing here.
Yeah, but it's I think it's a little different because we're talking about, you know, ice cream's been around or murder's been around before ice cream, I guess. But the chart that we were looking at last week showed a hefty increase when sunscreen was first put on the market. There's a sharp increase.
Okay. I would, again, like to know if trends changed in terms of, like, people would stay inside more because it wasn't fashionable to have tan skin. Now it is. So it's like, yeah, people are going out more, but they're also, like, tanning. Was tanning a thing in the 40s? Like, I don't know. But then as soon as people started spending more time in the sun, obviously they're exposing themselves more to UV radiation. So even if they are also using sunscreen to kind of combat that, there's obviously they're just in the sun. People are in the sun more.
Yeah. So I mean, and the answer to your question is I don't know.
Right.
And I don't even know how to look that up. I mean, maybe we could ask Grok now or something, but I feel like at the end of the day, with just certain things, even if it's a little unorthodox, it's your life and, you know, do what you think is right. It may off you, but you know.
Yeah, but also, like, are we really that scared of chemicals?
I am afraid of chemicals. Well,
do me a favor. Pick up that Celsius. Can you read
that
the ingredients?
I know. Everything is a chemical. Water I get it. Is a chemical. I get it.
I mean, like, what are we going to do? We have our phones by our ear all day
and
long.
I also don't drink Celsius very often because of the chemicals in it. But today I feel like I needed one. So I'm drinking one.
You know, pick your poison. Here's the thing I will say. Sunscreen may give you cancer, but it definitely prevents wrinkles and fine lines.
Okay.
So you may get cancer, but you'll look cute doing it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Is that a good pitch? Is that fair?
I think that's where we can leave it. Okay. So anyway, let me know if your new sunscreen works. And I really want to know. Do we want to get gay since it is Pride Month?
Might as well.
That's a lot of gay stuff going on. First one, happy Pride to Mr. Thomas Brady.
He is so gay. I mean that in the best way.
Listen, I love Tom Brady, okay? I think he's the best football player of all time. It's hard to deny that just with all the Super Bowl rings that he has. And just, he's a winner, okay? He presents a little gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. No, I'm just saying he was married to Giselle, like supermodels and actresses, and he has children that are biologically his, as far as I know. Yeah. So I know he's not that it matters if he is. I'm just saying he presents the way he presents himself. Okay.
No, I disagree.
Okay.
A lot gay. Super gay. When I saw him, where did I see him? It must have been at his roast. He looks like a Barbie doll. And most of the time people are like, oh, Ken doll, very handsome. It's too much.
So he didn't always look like that. And I wonder if he was, I'm sure he got some sort of plastic surgery. Yeah, he must have. Although men tend to get better looking as they get older to a certain point and then they degrade. So I don't know. Maybe that could be something.
But he looks like he's doing stuff. He just looks a little too polished.
Like the famous photo here,
of course,
is him at the
sixth round draft pick
at the combine. Can I get just a picture of him?
His dad bod. How old is he there? 23.
Somewhere around there. I mean, kind of doughy. You can't really get his facial feet, but there we go.
He doesn't look super chiseled there.
He's got a good chin. He's always had a good chin, but he's not very handsome.
No, not at all.
Except he's got the good chin. That's the only thing. I don't have a chin. I was born without one, so I'm envious of people that do have one.
Chinless Will, they call him.
But he's much better looking here, you know, in his Buccaneer uniform.
I feel like it's some with his cheeks. I don't know what's available these days, but he got something done. A lot of stuff done, which no shade. He looks great, but he also just looks a little too, he just looks gay.
But it look, and even I've heard him talk. And when I've heard him talk, when he's talking about football, it's just very intense, very manly.
Really?
Yeah. But I've heard him talk about other things and I'm trying to think of a good example. And I don't know. It's just the tone of his voice. I feel terrible.
Why? What's wrong?
Because with nothing's wrong with it, but I just don't think he is. But then he's getting involved in business. He's not playing football anymore. He's got a lot of money, a lot of free time. He's investing in future businesses. I don't think his TB12 line went very well, his clothing line and a supplement line, I don't think did very well either, because I can't find them anymore. He's got a new drink.
What?
For, and it's released during Pride Month, or announced during Pride Month. It's called Good Nut.
Huh?
Good Nut. That's some good nut. That's what it's called. It's
it's a drink.
It's a drink. I guess it's
no,
a coconut.
No, it's not a drink.
Oh, it's a drink. You drink it, all right. You put it in your tummy. You go yum yum. That's a good nut. It's a partnership with GoPuff, so it's good nut. It's coconut water. Coconut water's gross. I do not enjoy it. I will not be. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll try Tom Brady's nut.
Do you think I'll this is a psyop at the hands of Bill Belichick? Being like, F you, Tom.
Sometimes it feels like you would think somebody in that room would have went, hey, yo, what? Good nut? Are you serious with that? Maybe Tom would have been like, what? Maybe we can just call it. I don't know.
But maybe that's the point.
Well, maybe that is the point. And it's during Pride Month. And people are talking about it. We're talking about it right now. It's a little gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
I wish everybody a happy Pride who, celebrates. It's a little gay.
Yes, it is. For confirmation. Yes.
It's all I have.
Hella gay.
It's, look. Yeah, that looks like he just is swallowing some nut right now, right there in that picture. See, this is why you got to tune into the YouTube, folks. Willsyoutube.com, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. We're on Rumble and Facebook as well. It's a good time, a good hang, and you get the visuals. That's one of the bad things about podcasting and or traditional podcasting and even broadcast radio is you don't have the good visuals. If you want to see Tom Brady swallowing some good nut on screen, you go to willsyoutube.com because that's what we're talking about right now. But anyway, happy Pride, Tom Brady. Good luck with your new venture and your good nut. Let's see what else we got here. This is not good. Pride Month. Support for Saint. Is it up? Yes. Support for same-sex marriage hits a new low. Dang it. Advocacy for same-sex marriage experienced a slight decline among Americans compared to previous years based on a new poll that reveals support for same-sex marriage has declined compared to data from several years ago. Why do you think that is?
I think people are just tired. I think we have LGBTQ plus AI fatigue.
Wow.
And we go, well, listen, I've been saying yes to gay every year, and every year I just become more and more of the devil. And you guys keep surprising me with new letters. It's never enough.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be that anymore. And I don't even think that means people are against it. They're just like, tired of hearing it's about going, it.
Yeah. Well, I think that there is a little bit of pushback because of the extra letters that have been kind of adopted by the gay community. Used to be LGBT or you're LGB, right. And then they added a T, and then they added all these other letters. But there's been a lot of, there's culture war stuff going on with things like trans people using bathrooms or locker rooms. These are, born men
transition
who are
children.
So they,
that was where y'all made the wrong turn.
You kind of ruined your brand a little bit. Everybody was kind of on your side and happy for you. And then you kind of adopted these weird. Not all of them. Like, I know there's some gay people who are like, this is wild.
No.
I haven't met any, to be honest. All the ones that I know seem to be pretty on board with all this drag queen story hour and using the bathrooms. And
but once you guys started being like, hey, we're gonna cut off this 9-year-old's penis, then the rest of us were like, no. And then they go, you're racist, bigoted, MFer, and we went, what? And then that's, I feel like, where you get the backlash.
Nah, I don't get their back. I mean, I'm still like, you know, live and let live. I really do not care what people do. If you want to get married even, okay, sure. I remember, though, fighting with my dad when he was like, just do civil unions. It's the same thing. And I go, well, it's the same thing. Why not just call it marriage and have everybody be equal? Mm-hmm. And I still kind of believe that. But also, I definitely understand his point of view more now that I'm probably his age when we were having the argument. It makes more sense to me now.
Like, call it some, with all the same rights and everything?
Yeah, I mean, because it's kind of like, I think the argument was that in the Bible is not bananas about gay stuff.
Right, but this is beyond like a religious thing. This is a government legal thing.
Well, I feel like the government got involved because it's people who are, you know, it taking the Bible literally and going, no, you can't do gay stuff and be married. Marriage is between a man and a woman, you know? Oh, holy moly. Okay, we'll get to that one in a second. Got a super chat. By the way, super chats are available. We just got one. We'll read it in a second. But, oh, now I lost my train.
You were saying civil unions versus marriage.
Yeah, because they were taking the Bible literally. And so they made laws based on the Bible, tried to. And then eventually that just got overturned. And then there was gay marriage and people kind of retreated and said, fine. And then it just got pushed more into these. The LGB seemed to be kind of settled. So now they went into the T portion of the acronym. And it kind of has been going downhill from there.
Yes. And before you get to that super chat, yeah. I did hear a story, and I think this is true, that a lot of gay men were not happy about gay marriage being legalized because they could always use that as an excuse with their current partner to not get married. They didn't want to get married. And then they're just like, oh, if we could, those damn people in government won't allow us to live our lives. And then once it became legal, they were all like,
ah. Yeah, I think it's more... I know some gay guys that have been together for a long time. Like, they seem to have more stable relationships than female same sex relationships. They tend to be really hot and heavy. They're moving in together within 3 days.
Oh, lesbians?
And then they're just 100%. They're fighting. The sprinklers are going off in the front yard and they're fighting. You know, trying to hang up Christmas lights.
Think how bad one woman is, they get two.
Oh my God. I cannot imagine.
All right, get to it.
All right, super chat. Our buddy Navy Juan is back, baby. Please keep, he says, hey guys, it's Navy Juan, longtime fan. Please keep the show going. Big hello now from Kuwait. Weren't you in Hawaii, Juan? Or somewhere nice?
Did you spell Kauai wrong?
Yeah. Kuwait. Didn't it get bombed?
Maybe.
Didn't Iran bomb Kuwait yesterday? Well, be safe, Juan. I hope everything's well. Thank you for joining us, and we love you. So anyway.
Yeah, I'm on the gay train. I'm never going to a pride again, though, I'll tell you that much.
Well, it's been very politicized. It was kind of like not political I guess it had coded politics into it, left-wing politics, but it wasn't overtly political, and now it is.
Oh, that's not the reason why I'm not going.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't do crowds anymore.
Oh yeah.
And the bathroom situation, horrendous. Mm. It's hot. It's June. I don't need to be out in the sun getting wrinkles. No thanks.
Well, there you go. That's why Anna doesn't support same-sex marriage, because her skin is
precious
and tender, you can't go to the event.
You saw how happy I was when we watched the fights at your place, and I was just like, there's just no line. There's no line. I can just use the bathroom whenever I want. There's no line. Same goes for all the parades.
So, I feel you. Believe me, I get it. I totally understand. I love just drinking at the house, whether I'm alone or not, and then I can use the bathroom whenever I want. I can fart. I always farted when I was going out.
I never stopped you.
But mostly the pee.
You don't wear shoes.
You don't have to deal with the stupidest people in the world that go to bars
and spend an exorbitant amount of money for no
for reason, no good
for
reason.
For vibes that aren't good.
Yeah.
Why was I doing that for so long? Something shifted in me in the last few years. I despise crowds.
You're just getting old.
I know.
That's all it is.
This is 39, man. I used to love like going out, feeling hot, doing the thing, dancing. Now there is such a premium to me on feeling cozy. I don't know if men experience this, but being what I call cozy wozy is the best feeling in the world. Where like you snuggle up, like turn the AC up, you know, get a blanket on and go. I love that feeling.
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, I do. I still like some bars, like an old man bar, not a one with no TVs and, you know, cheap beer and not children there, ideally. But those are few and far between, right? Especially here. They're all like nightclubs and stuff. This is kind of annoying, though, I will say, just to wrap up the gay stuff for Pride Month. I'm sure we'll have more stuff next week. How do you feel about this? Pinellas County declares June, and I think Florida as well, Faith and Family Month.
It's drawing criticism.
What do you do? I mean, it's a culture war. I get it. But like, here's from Channel 10.
Pinellas County commissioners want to change what the month of June is known for. They unanimously signed a proclamation declaring June Faith and Families Month. It's a movement that believes marriage is only between one man and one woman. 10 Tampa Bay News reporter Andy Payton explains some are questioning why this came during Pride Month.
Questioning?
He speaks with commissioners about the move.
Not that type of questioning.
Since the turn of the century, June has meant pride. But Pinellas County now wants it to mean something else, with all seven commissioners signing a proclamation to make this June Faith and Family Month.
If people relied more on faith and relied more on their family, our society would be in a better place.
Thanks, good Commissioner day. Chris Latvia.
You say that guy? Yeah. Chris Latvia? Yeah, maybe. Oh.
Atfala, who proposed this proclamation, that's now facing pushback for its timing from those like Dr. Byron Green Kalish of St. Pete Pride.
Usually when we have things that are planned in opposition or in direct competition with, it is usually a reflection of disagreements with.
Pointing to the Faith and Families Movement website that clearly states that one of its core beliefs is that marriage is defined by one man and one woman united by...
Can you pause?
So this is, yeah, we can pause it. It's... The opposition is not necessarily towards gay. It's towards the marriage portion of gay. And we just went over our support sinking to an all-time low because they ruined the brand.
I have a question. Is disagreeance a word? It's a word? Because he didn't say disagreement. He said disagreeance.
Yeah.
It may be a word. I'm going to find out right now.
Okay, I'm going to continue to play it because we're running out of time here with our friends at Radio Sync.
By God.
Making the month a family celebration is a bit disingenuous because we could, in fact, choose any month to have that celebration.
Cities across the Tampa Bay region also...
Don't you hate it when things are just crowbarred in to your culture?
Yes, they kind of the word disagreeance, not a word.
Not a word. Oh, that's okay. We know what he meant. But don't
hey, professor.
You? His qualm is that you're crowbarring in, you know, faith and family into my culture. And that's kind of what was people were being accused of.
Right.
You know, for many years. So it's definitely an intentional play here.
Of course.
But
adopting Faith and Family Month from Clearwater to Bradenton to Port Richey. And similar moves are being made across the country, with Indiana and Tennessee recognizing June as Nuclear Family Month, Utah and Arkansas calling it Fidelity Month, and Alabama calling it Strong Families Month.
Ugh.
But the commissioner tells me this move had nothing to do with pride.
You know, I don't look at it that way.
Do you not feel like you could have designated Faith and Family Month?
Really, in your car? Really, in
really
your
professional?
Car?
Yeah.
Any other month of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I did it in June because that's what, Clearwater did last year.
The county now also.
And why did they do it?
Let's be honest. You're doing it in opposition to Pride.
Yeah.
And I guess fair enough. And whatever. Let people who want to celebrate Faith and Family Month enjoy their time. I say, for the most part, let, you know, pride people enjoy their time, have fun, leave me alone, and have a good day.
Amen.
That's what we'll tell our friends at Radio St. Pete, I believe, now. Yes, perfect timing. We're going to do an extra half an hour at willsyoutube.com. We also have a Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. Go subscribe. There's a free version. You get the podcast a little early. If you join up, you get the full uncensored portion of the show for a very minute cost. So go join up, at least the free one. And you can also do a YouTube subscription. Jeez, got some weather coming through here. We got YouTube subscriptions you can do as well, or join and become a member. Thank you. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.